This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 20th, and on this day in 1934, it was another Babe who showed what they could do on the baseball diamond. Babe Diedrichson Zaharias was one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century, and without a doubt, the greatest female athlete of the first half of the 20th century. She was an Olympic champion and later a golf champion, but on this day in 1934, Babe Diedrichson, she hadn't met her future husband and wrestler George Zaharias yet, was pitching for Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics, facing down the Brooklyn Dodgers in a spring training game in Fort Myers, Florida. Diedrichson was less than 2 years removed from the Los Angeles Olympics of 1932, where she had won two golds and a silver in track and field. But here in 34, the country was mired in the Great Depression, and it was tough for a lot of people to find work and earn a living, even an Olympic champion. She had joined a barnstorming baseball team, and the promoter for that team had arranged for Babe to meet up with pitcher Burley Grimes in Arkansas. After working out a bit and Babe learning how to throw a curveball, Grimes made the comment that if Babe were a guy, she'd be one of the top prospects. That turned into a trip to Fort Myers for a couple of exhibition games pitching against some major league players, with the first game here on the 20th. Diedrichson suited up for the Athletics. Casey Stengel sent Danny Taylor to the plate first. Taylor was coming off a year where he hit 300. Diedrichson had a little trouble finding the plate and walked him. Next up was Johnny Frederick, who she then plunked. A bit of a shaky start in front of an estimated 400 spectators. Stengel then sent Joe Stripp to the plate. Stripp had hit 324 with Cincinnati the previous season. He swung at the first pitch. Second baseman Dib Williams snagged the line drive, whipped it to second base to double up Taylor, and then threw over to first baseman Jimmy Fox, who touched the bag before Frederick could get back for the triple play. That was the only inning she pitched, so even though she had trouble finding the plate, it went down in history as a hitless, three-up, three-down inning. She took the mound 2 days later in another exhibition and showed some improvement with her control and her curveball, but got roughed up by the Boston Red Sox in her lone inning then. Let's keep the spring training vibe going with this story from 1975. On this day, the Texas Rangers, managed by Billy Martin, were playing a spring training game against the New York Yankees in Fort Lauderdale. The leadoff hitter for the Yankees was former Texas Ranger Elliot Maddox, who was not a big fan of Billy Martin when he played for the Rangers. He had been quoted in a newspaper article saying Martin was very untrustworthy and made a habit of lying to players. Martin was not one to let things slide by, so he instructed his pitcher Jim Bibby to hit Maddox, which he did on the very first pitch. That seemed to be it. Message sent, right? Well, that was until the seventh inning when Yankee left-hander Mike Wallace threw two brushback pitches to Dave Nelson. Nelson charged the mound, and the benches cleared in a rare spring training brawl, with, of course, Billy Martin at the center of it. Interestingly, Martin's tenure with the Rangers would only last until July of 75, when he was fired. He was soon hired by George Steinbrenner for his first of several stints managing the Yankees. No word on how that first meeting went between Martin and Maddox when the two met in the Yankee clubhouse for the first time since the brawl on this day. And in 1976, Boston Celtic John Havlicek became the first player in NBA history to score 1,000 points in 14 consecutive seasons. Havlicek was one of the all-time greats who was well known for his stamina. He was a problem for anybody to guard, and he always seemed to come up with the big play. On this night, he poured in 24 against Philadelphia in an overtime win. Havlicek would go on to score at least 1,000 points in his next two seasons before retiring after the 78 season. His record streak of consecutive 1,000-point seasons did not last long, however. Houston's Elvin Hayes topped it in 1984. Havlicek was one of the 50 greatest NBA players announced in 1996, and he's still 17th on the all-time NBA scoring list. And in 2010, Northern Iowa, playing as a 9 seed in the NCAA tournament, knocked off the overall top seed Kansas 69-67 in the second round. Senior guard Ali Farukhmanesh hit a 3 with 34 seconds left to give the Panthers the lead for good. Farukhmanesh had also hit the game winner in the opening round win against UNLV two nights before. And finally, here's today's non-sports Did You Know? Denmark has a list of 7,000 government-approved names for your new baby. If you want to name your kid something that is not on the list, you need to get approval first. Well, good news, no approval needed if you would like to leave a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts. That would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening today, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.